His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
I've watched from the underworld. It is time for the mortals to pay.
The gods need us. They need our worship. What do we need of the gods?
Now! I created them, and they reward my love with defiance. There will be no truce. This is the end.
This is just the start.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to review the movie Clash of the Titans with Pastor Charles Lehman here for the next few minutes of this Friday afternoon, April the 30th. You can join us, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Pastor Charles Lehman is a regular guest pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Accident, Maryland, author of a Pulse Bible study from Concordia Publishing House themed around Clash of the Titans, and I understand, Charles, a brand new father-to-be, as we say. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Have you? I take it from my post on Facebook that you're not divulging the sex of the baby yet, except to say that this baby has issues.
Yes, the baby has issues. In fact, the issue is that the baby is not willing to reveal to the ultrasound technician whether it is a boy or a girl. So not only am I not revealing it, I don't even know.
Well, I guess some secrets are better kept to the baby for now. So I guess you'll find out in due course, and when you do, please let us know.
I will.
With regard to this movie, Clash of the Titans, is it more than just kind of high-tech, now CGI entrance into the world of ancient Greek mythology? Or is there something about us in this movie?
Well, I think that it's both. It certainly is it's a remake of the 1981 movie by the same name, and it has some of the same themes, and both of them are inspired by Greek mythology, but I think that both films are making an attempt to tell us something about the nature of belief in God and whether or not that's even a useful thing.
What is the basic storyline of the movie as we find it?
Well, the movie begins introducing Perseus to us, who is a son of a human mother and Zeus, and Perseus ends up being adopted by a fisherman, and his adoptive mother and father are both killed when Hades basically gets revenge for an attack that was made by the Argosians on the Greek gods. And what goes on from there is Hades goes before Zeus and says, "Hey, Zeus, we've got a problem. We aren't going to have any more power if the humans stop worshiping us. That's why you created them in the first place, is so that they would worship us and we would get power from them. And so we need to punish their sins so that they will believe in us again and will retain the power that we have in the world."
This notion, it sounds like I think the way that many think about God in the world today, even some Christians stray into this territory, thinking that somehow God needs our worship. He's in need of something from us, and that on Sunday morning what we do is we go, and out of obedience or gratitude or something, we give God what he needs from us. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, it really is a very ancient error that people have had probably for thousands of years. In the Babylonian mythology, you have the same idea that God creates human beings as slaves, and it's through the human beings' worship and prayer that the gods receive their power. It really turns God into not much of a god at all. If God actually needs our worship and needs our prayer, then it really makes you wonder why God even qualifies for the name God. But as he's revealed in the scriptures, God is a very different sort of being than that. In fact, he is one who is all-powerful and needs nothing from us at all. And in fact, in the story of the scriptures, we are the ones who are in need, and we are the ones who are constantly receiving good gifts from God from the moment of creation even up till now. And when we rebel against God, which we do daily and all the time, when we rebel against God, instead of making this threat of punishment and demanding a human sacrifice that we offer to God in order to pay for our sin, God sends his son to be the sacrifice, and he takes care of the entire problem by himself and without our help.
Another theme that is common in the film, in the mythology from which it is drawn, and in the world today, even among Christians, is that God created us so that we could serve him. True or false?
False. The reason why God created us is most clearly shown in the scriptures, I think, in Genesis 2, where God creates the entire universe, and then on the sixth day, he gives that universe as a gift to the man and his wife whom he has created, and they haven't had a chance to do anything at all. I mean, they've only existed for mere seconds or hours, and already God is saying, I give you every green plant for food. He provides Adam with the companionship of all of the animals. He provides a wife for him. Adam hasn't done anything yet except just to start breathing, and already God is showering him with all of these good gifts, none of which he's even had the opportunity to earn.
Another notion in the film, and I sadly see it in kind of the trends of Christian worship nowadays, even explicitly stated sometimes in more contemporary forms of worship and song and prayer, that God is powerful because we worship him, that he gains his power kind of from us in some sense. We send him what he needs to be as powerful as he is. Your thoughts there?
Well, I think it kind of turns God into some sort of cosmic leech that is, you know, just trying to suck all of the energy from us. And to make God dependent on us in that way really throws into doubt everything that God really wants to do for us and provide for us. And it really changes the nature of who he is for us. And when I was watching this movie, I couldn't help but remember an argument that Christopher Hitchens loves to make when he's arguing against Christianity. And he says, you know, I've got no good reason to believe in Zeus, and I've got no good reason to believe in the God of the Scriptures either, because they're the same God. And I think one thing that we can learn from this movie, Clash of the Titans, is that if Hitchens' argument was correct, that Zeus and the God of the Scriptures were the same sort of God, that Hitchens would have a very, very good point. But what kept coming back to me over and over throughout this movie was how Zeus and the God of the Scriptures are entirely different sorts of gods. And it just shows that when you make God up, God isn't going to be the true God who reveals himself to us.
A strong, and this is perhaps at the heart of the whole thing, Charles, strong notion among us and reflected in this film is that God sometimes loves us, and he sometimes angry with us. Is that supported in the biblical view of the true God with about a minute and a half?
No, not at all. One of my favorite passages that describes this, and I use this in the Pulse Bible study that's coming out next week, is Malachi 3:6, where it says, I, the Lord, change not. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not destroyed. And the reason that that's such a wonderful passage is that God is placing our safety in his changelessness. Now, why would God be unchanging, provide us with peace and safety? Well, if God is unchangeable and God loves us, then we know that he's never going to change his mind. He's never going to say, well, no, I'm not going to accept Jesus' sacrifice for the sins of the world anymore. I'm going to hold your sins against you now. We can be absolutely sure that that's never going to happen. God's never going to change in his love for us and for his whole creation. His unchangeableness gives us absolute security that we never need to fear that he's going to change his mind and hate those that he loved on the cross.
Pastor Charles Lehman is our guest. He's pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Accident, Maryland. He'll be with us for a few minutes on the other side of the break. He's author of a Pulse Bible study for Concordia Publishing House themed on The Clash of the Titans. Talking a little bit about that movie on this Friday afternoon, April the 30th. Have you seen the film? What were your impressions? And making the similar kind of connections that we find here with Pastor Lehman. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. A little bit later, in just a few minutes, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned. More with Pastor Charles Lehman on Clash of the Titans after this.
For Christ-centered, cross-focused worship and preaching, come to St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bon Terre, Missouri. This is Pastor Charles Henriksen inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for divine service at 9 o'clock and Bible class at 10:15. St. Matthew's is located in the town of Bon Terre, about a half hour south of St. Louis. For more information, visit us online at stmatthewbt.org. That's stmatthewbt.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A duty to die?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
It is a well-known fact that birth rates in the industrialized world have been declining for decades. One consequence of this is that the elderly make up an increasing percentage of the population in places like Great Britain, where 20% of Britons are currently over age 65. Under such circumstances, population control and euthanasia proponents see the same harrowing solution. As the costs of care for the elderly continue to rise, the supposedly morally neutral right to die easily becomes a duty to die. Only a firm commitment to the sanctity of life can prevent this.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Christ Jesus steps in at that moment and pushes Satan out of the way and says to us, look at me, I'm the one who has saved you. I'm the one who has won you from sin and death and hell.
The idea that if we just be nice, we can build bridges and break down barriers is a Western notion that's based on an ignorance of what the vast majority of people in Islamic countries are taught.
Somehow, matter has to generate all this information, but that would have to happen with every single characteristic. And so you'd have to have zillions of bits of information arising from matter.
Christ, who came to save, saved us completely. He's not there to woo us. He's not there to show us how pretty he is. He's done the saving, and that's what we need to hear.
In about 5 minutes, time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, April the 30th. In the meantime, we're talking about the movie Clash of the Titans. Pastor Charles Lehman is our guest. Perhaps the most pernicious notion here that we tend even today to borrow from ancient paganism is that God wants to save us, but he does it by, as you say, giving us what we need to save ourselves. Talk about that.
Well, in the movie, Perseus is given two things that he's supposed to use to save Argos along the way. Given Zeus, and it's also sent to Pegasus, which, you know, of course, he uses in the final battle sequence to save Andromeda and save the city of Argos. But you know, the idea that we have to save ourselves is absolutely contrary to what we have in the scriptures. And one of the things that is most interesting about this movie is that it almost is on the verge of getting it right. Because Perseus is a demigod, he's the son of Zeus and then the son of a human mother, but he's really not a man or God, and he really has no sense of wanting to do his father's will in order to save humanity. And in fact, Zeus doesn't really care whether or not Perseus is successful in the quest. And so, you know, it just comes on the verge of saying something that could be very much parallel to the fact that our Father has sent his only begotten Son into the world to suffer and die and forgive our sins. Instead, Perseus becomes, instead of a picture of Christ, a picture of our attempts to do what God actually sent Christ to do, and so actually points us from the cross instead of toward the cross. God has saved us. He has done it all, and he didn't need our help.
Pastor Charles Lehman is pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Accident, Maryland. He's author of a Pulse Bible study for Concordia Publishing House themed around Clash of the Titans. Pastor Lehman, again, congratulations on the baby, and thank you very much for being our guest.
It's always a joy, Todd.
Folks, you can find out more about this Bible study, Pulse Bible Study, at cph.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040.